has the details.
The Boston City Council holding a Tuesday hearing on whether to give the right to vote to non-citizens who are in the U.S. legally. People who would be eligible to vote would include legal permanent residents known as green card holders, DACA recipients, immigrants with temporary protected status, and those who have visas. The council president saying before the hearing began, there wasn't going to be a vote on an ordinance, but simply the start of a conversation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I've ever had in my life.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Buzz Aldrin has filed a lawsuit against two of his children and a former business manager in an effort to retain control of his finances, business affairs, and legacy. The lawsuit alleges that Aldrin is in cognitive decline, but he thinks otherwise.
I'm feeling younger and more energetic, really, than I really have ever been in my life. There's less confusion and more clarity.
Aldrin also talks about how at one time he trusted his two children and former business manager.
I learned at West Point in the military and at NASA to trust people. I trust people too much. I'll admit that.
Aldrin did undergo a competency exam, which he passed with flying colors. The lawsuit also says that his son transferred $500,000 out of Aldrin's account into his son's personal account. Aldrin does say, though, family is still family.
It's the saddest thing it's ever happened in my family. But as I've seen, family is forever, and I will forever be trying to patch it up.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. And finally, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee alleged yesterday that the owner of the restaurant who refused service to his daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, actually ended up following her to another family restaurant across the street and causing a scene. According to the former governor, the owner of the restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, proceeded to yell and follow Huckabee Sanders as she was leaving and going to a different restaurant across the street. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I own Rustmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. I have a passion for helping small business owners to be successful, and I'd like to give them tips and ideas and recommendations that will enable them to achieve their goals to sustain their business, whether it's to keep it going as it is or to increase their profitability, but at least to keep it going. And if you don't get support from somebody, if you don't have a mentor, chances are you may be missing out some important information that would be valuable to you. I'm getting my tongue tied today. So thank you for listening to the show today and for perhaps watching on Facebook Live. And today I'm going to continue the monologue that I had last week, which was information that was given to me by Claude Diamond, who is the mentor who teaches the GUTS, G-U-T-S, selling method. It's a system of mentoring and tips on working with your clients in order to achieve your goals. And very interesting. And I hope you have a chance to go back. Last week I spoke on this topic on the 19th of June, so today I'm going to continue that. However, before I get to Claude Diamond and his tips, I wanted to share with you something that happened today that I thought was interesting. I'm always on the lookout for ideas and suggestions to pass along to my to my clients and to my listeners. And today I had an experience in the automotive category. So after we take a look at the weather and hear from one of our sponsors, I'm going to share that information with you. And then we'll go on and we'll talk about Claude Diamond and his wonderful approach to building a multi-million dollar business that he has. So here we go.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. We're based in Flemington, New Jersey at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce building, which is on Main Street, and it's an incredible building. If you ever have a chance to come and visit, in fact, you've been more than welcome to be interviewed on this program. It's a great way to develop a message that you can then send out to your clients and to your prospects by coming and to being interviewed. And I've had some great interviews over the years. And if you have a topic that you would like us to discuss, please send that to me. You can send it to either teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com or to me, vmorgan@russmore.com. Or you can even call me. My office number is 908-832-9544. So weather-wise, right now we're looking at about 78 degrees, so it's a very mild late June. It's more like temperature we'd have earlier in the month. And tonight we're looking at a low of about 59 degrees. And so it'll be clear tonight. And then tomorrow, a slight chance of showers after noon. It'll be partly sunny, so the precipitation may be at about 20%. And then tomorrow night, again, the showers may persist, possibly. And I'm not sure what the temperature will be tomorrow, probably about 67 degrees or so. So anyway, we'll come back for an extended forecast after later on in this program. So I wanted to share with you what happened in the automotive category today, because I think it points out how valuable customer service is, good customer service. I've been patronizing an auto dealership for a while now. We've bought a couple cars from this one dealership. And every time I go there, the people are nice, but there's something about the culture of this place that bothers me. And I sometimes get the feeling that they're overcharging. There's just a sense of that they give me. And there's always a comfort level. We just got another car from them. And again, I said to my husband, I just have a feeling like they're not giving us a square deal. But I don't know why, but it's just that sense I have. And I think it's a lot of the culture, because everybody has the same attitude in that place. They're nice, but there's something about it. So today I decided to take my car for service at another dealership. And what a difference. People were friendly. They were very efficient. They were personable. And it turns out that the prices that they charged me, and I'd gotten a quote from the other place, they were less money. The other place told me they'd need my car for 4 hours. Today I sat for 2 hours and the car was ready for me to take. So I didn't have to go home and come back again to get it. And it was a very smooth transaction. And I go out to my car and they had washed it. They had put covers over the steering wheel, over the seat, and then the lady came out and she removed them all. The car was had been through a car wash. The car looked brand new, and it's not a new car. But what a difference. And so I'm beginning to think that I'm not going to buy another car from that other place, even though it's a little bit closer to my home. I got the service. I got a good price. I think I got a value there. That's what your customers have to feel. They have to feel that you're attentive to them and that you're giving them the kind of service that they would like if they were in your shoes. So that's my little soapbox for today on that subject. So last week when we talked about Claude Diamond, he lives actually in a. I read more. He gave me two of his books to read, so I've read more of the first book. I still have a second book to go through. But apparently, based on what's in the book, he lives in a log cabin on a mountain in Colorado. And what's interesting, he has about 650 YouTube videos. So you can look him up. His name's Claude Diamond. And he does give you a lot of tips on those videos. But he told me that that's his marketing. He's not spending money on marketing. He's spending his time, energy, and imagination. And frankly, all the videos I've seen so far have been filmed in his kitchen. And you can see sticky notes all over his kitchen cabinets. But he's so passionate about what he does in helping people be better salespeople that they call him. They've already qualified themselves. So very, very interesting approach and very cost-effective. So think about that. I met another fellow at the ASBDC, American Small Business Development Center's annual conference last year where I was also a speaker. There were 140 presentations, and I gave one or two presentations. They run for 3 hours sometimes. I met a fellow who gave a talk, and he told me he had about 100 YouTube videos, and he said that's how he gets all his own business. It's just through the YouTube videos. Now, it's not going to work for everybody, but it's something for you to think about. So I hope that you'll give some thought to saving money on your marketing. In fact, as you know, I may have mentioned, I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach, and guerrilla marketers don't believe in spending money until, in my words, push comes to shove. Get as much exposure as possible without spending money, because once you do spend money, the money will go further. It'll be more effective in supporting what you've done when you were not spending money. So that may not work for everybody, but it's a consideration. So last week when we were talking about Claude's approach, I mentioned to you that he had some rules and for his GUTS programs. And GUTS is an acronym, and what that means is Great Unconventional and Unorthodox Techniques of Selling. And so I gave you some of his GUTS rules yesterday. Last week, and then there was also some other rules that I gave you. So this all comes out of his book. So if you get his book, Guts, G-U-T-S, from Claude Diamond, you'll see these items in that book. I also started to give you some additional information on his salesman's bill of rights. And that runs, when I printed it out, it came out to about 4 pages. So today I didn't finish it. So today I'm going to go back and complete this. But before I do that, I wanted to share with some of the information that he has in his book, to share that with you, and we'll see how far this takes us. And you'll have to excuse me. If I could sing it, I probably remember the words, but because I'm in community theater and I'm in church choirs. But I can't remember dialogue. And so anyway, I'm going to read to you what he has in his book and paraphrase some of these points, but I hope that you have a pencil and paper handy. So it's the GUTS selling method that he has developed, and it stands for Great Unconventional Techniques of Selling. So he felt that this was the most logical name for his book because that's exactly what it takes to succeed in the world's highest paying profession. And boy, is it worth it if you become if you follow his suggestions. So most people are trained to sell by giving long, boring, useless presentations. In a way, dog and pony shows. Sometimes maybe it's silly, maybe it's obvious, and certainly annoying closing techniques. And today you can't sound like a broken record or a canned speech. You have to develop your own approach because people, and this is me speaking, not him. But people are comfortable with people like themselves. So you have to know your customer, and you have to develop some clues as to how to function in front of your customers. But when methods don't work and the prospect becomes reluctant and wishes to avoid the manipulation, the endless stalls and the objections begin. So the defense mechanism of a buyer kicks in. The salesman, lacking courage, tries to close again and again until the buyer either gives up from exhaustion, ends the conversation, or feigns a new rebuttal like the infamous, "I'll have to think about it." How many times have people said that to you? "Well, I have to think about it." Or who can forget the other statement that we often hear is, "I need to discuss this matter with," and then somebody else. It could be the wife, it could be the boss, it could be somebody else. But this is what you hear. And quite often it's because you as a salesperson haven't really explored all of the interests and the concerns and the hidden concerns behind the concerns that somebody may have. And in the way that Claude teaches selling skills, he turns the customer into the salesperson by asking the right kinds of questions. So if the so-called professional salesperson had a method where if he utilized consistently, it would enable him his sales to increase dramatically and to stay in control, the drudgery of sales wouldn't exist. It would be a lot more fun and certainly more profitable. So that's what the GUTS method is all about, is knowing how to conduct a sales call to make it fun and really close the sale. Now, I want to give you a sidebar. For a long time now, I have not liked the word close the sale, because close sounds to me like you're shutting down. When you close something, it's the end. When you're like closing the door, that's the end. So Jeffrey Gittimer, who is one of my favorite authors, refers to the idea that you earn the sale. So that's one word that I may deviate from what Claude teaches, but he talks about closing the sale, which is common, and that's what you do hear people say. So many people believe that it takes guts to be a great salesperson, chutzpah, and unmitigated gall to make stuff happen. You can't be meek or shy, and that's for sure. In sales, the person who has the courage, the confidence, and self-esteem, and all those qualities together is a perfect description of the kind of person who would benefit from GUTS. But GUTS is not enough for by itself. You need to work smart and to use a method that combines a step-by-step approach, merging with the character qualities above. A conventional selling system will not give you the foundation you need to stand out from the crowd, to attract the kind of business that will do more than just putting food on the table. So there's a lot that goes into selling. I've been selling for well over 40 years, and I've learned things from Claude Diamond that I wish I had known a long time ago. But it is what it is. And also, selling has changed over the years. In fact, Claude had made that comment to me when I spoke to him a couple weeks. Marketing has changed, so has selling. And in fact, today, one of the significant changes is the fact that consumers and buyers do a lot of research before they even contact the salesperson. So in many respects, they've already made their decision, not all the time, but many times. Or maybe they've made a decision and it's not the right one. So it's up to the salesperson to make some recommendations based on the fact that they've uncovered issues that are of concern to the buyer, and to present those in a way that there's an agreement, a mutual agreement, that there's an issue that needs to be resolved, and that both parties, the customer and the salesperson, are going to work together in order to solve the problem. So as Claude states, that having a selling method is about feeling good about yourself, staying into control, and not tolerating other people wasting your time, your knowledge, and your energy in the selling process. GUTS is all about working smart within a method and making as much money as you feel you are worth. So how much money are you worth? In a typical sales scenario, it's about knocking on doors, giving presentations, making quotas, and asking for the order. Sales presentations often begin with breaking the ice, telling the customer or prospect how great the product and service is, and handing out literature and maybe samples. So if you've ever been trained in selling, chances are that's the approach that you've been taught. And what's interesting, and this is another sidebar, I will, in the classes that I teach on selling, I ask people if they've ever been, if they've ever received sales training, and it's amazing how many will say, yeah, I have been trained in selling. And I'll say, let me ask you a question. Is it product training or is it sales training? And it's amazing how many will say, well, it was really product training. Well, product training is one thing. Sales technique training is another. And most people have not been trained. And if they have, they haven't been trained well. And even if they've been trained, then the question becomes is whether or not they have continued on their own, either to take courses from other trainers or to read. There are plenty of books out there that you can read that will help you to enhance your selling skills. Those books remind you of skills that perhaps you had but you forgot to use. They may point out the fact that you're doing something wrong, or perhaps those books and that's that those documents or those classes that you may be taking will teach you some new ideas that you never even thought of. Remember, we're all lifelong learners. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm learning stuff here from Claude that I never really thought about before. And it's strong and it's important. So that's my job in this role as in having teachable moments in business, is to give you suggestions and things that you can do to really hone your skills. So in truth, the selling process begins with what the customer needs to know. Of course, you have to be prepared for the sales call. You have to be prepared for questions that you may receive, for the answers that you're going to offer. You need to research the client. You have to know the competition. You have to know your differentiation, what messages are you going to promote and explain that will make you stand out from the crowd. What else do you need to know? Now, some people will use Google Alerts in order to find out information about the client or perhaps the industry that they're in. And by the way, I hope you're all attending trade organization events, whether it's trade shows or conferences in your field of business, because this is where you can gain some knowledge that's fresh and new. A lot of people, you know what, it's amazing. I can't tell you how many people I've met that had no idea that there was a trade association for the industry that they're in or going into. It's amazing to me, but there's a trade association for everybody. And you really need to be very proactive. It gives you credibility by saying that you belong to an organization. You get to meet other people who are doing what you do, and you learn from them. Referrals can come as a result of a proactive stance in trade groups. Very, very important. So today we know the prospects do the research before they ever meet the salesperson. Also, we assume that they know how to make decisions, that they trust us, and that they're truly being sincere. And maybe they're not. So this is where you get the leg up, so to speak, in knowing your business very well and knowing what you want to say to somebody and being prepared for those to give the right kinds of answers. We also know that there are many elements that must be in place to get the order. They have to trust you. You have to have the product or service that's going to fulfill the need. They have to believe you. Timing becomes an issue. They may want the product or service, but they don't need it right now. And I think that the biggest issue that salespeople face today is there has to be a willingness of the prospect to make a change in order to buy into whatever it is that you're selling. And I've run into this over the course of many years where I was the new guy on the block in terms of a new product being presented to a buyer, and it's a product that is similar to something they've already been buying for many, many years. And unless I could give them a reason to want to buy it, a strong reason, they're going to stick with their old vendor, even if it's not a great product. They're just going to stick with it because they stay with it, what they might consider to be the tried and true or something that it's okay, it's not broken yet. It's okay. Why bother to make a change? And I think, to me, that's the biggest stumbling block that a salesperson has. This is why it's important to be able to differentiate yourself and your products and services from the competition. But if you don't study the competition, if you don't know the industry and the trends that are going on, it would be difficult to really produce a presentation that would be eye-catching and ear-catching. So many salespeople leave the call thinking, they leave the sales call thinking that the customer is going to call them back, that they're really interested, and that's a done deal. Well, you know what? There is no done deal. I remember years ago when my partner and I started in the pet food business with a partner, and I'll never forget we called on a customer, and the sales call seemed to go well. We walked out of the prospect's office, and my partner says, well, got that order. Not until you get the money in hand do you have the order and have you made money on it. So there's no assumptions. There's no done deals. In fact, as a sidebar, I do want to suggest that whenever you are talking to a prospect or a customer, please do not leave that engagement until you have planned the next step, the next engagement, the next time you're going to meet with one another. And you as a salesperson have to be sure that you initiate that call. I can't tell you, again, how many people have said to me, well, I gave so-and-so a proposal, and I haven't heard back. I said, well, did you say to him when you gave them a proposal that you're going to call him back next Thursday and that you and do it? Are you just waiting for them to call you? Because they probably won't. People get busy. They forget. As a salesperson, you're the professional. You're the one that has to keep that ball rolling if, indeed, you want to do business with the individual. So, again, make sure that you you understand the decision process and the qualifying, the timing and the affordability, and figure out what's important to that customer. What do they need to know? Another thing that Claude says, and I've taken some notes on his book, but one of the things that he points out in his book is that the greatest value that you bring to the table with a prospect is the knowledge that you have. So instead of just blurting out all of that knowledge and all of that information, you need to first ask questions before you do so. And I think I mentioned last week, I taught a class on networking skills, and I asked the students we did a breakout. So we paired people up, and they went around asking each other what they did for what kind of business they had. And the woman that I got paired with, I said, what do you do? And she started going on and on and on about all the things her company does. I mean, it was, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 different things they do. And I said, excuse me, I said, why don't you ask me what I do? Oh, okay. If she had asked me what I do, then she could have delivered a message that would have been meaningful to me. But as it was, she was just spouting out all the things that she does, and chances are she does that same thing with other people. You can't be all things to all people, what do they call it, a jack of all trades and a master of none? That's the impression I've got that I had on her. Turns out she was new in business. She just started. She was enthusiastic, which I appreciate. However, she talked too much. So, but asking questions first will uncover the needs and the concerns that a customer has so that you address them directly. Not what that lady was doing was throwing it against the wall to see what sticks. You can't do that because nothing's going to really stick. So, another thing that I think is important with a customer is to have a demonstration of sincerity. And so, for example, if somebody asks you for a proposal, you might say, I'd be happy to do one for you. However, I'd like you to read my website because I have information about the work that we do. Or you might say to somebody, I have a couple of clients I would love you to call just to get some feedback from them before I write that proposal for you. Why would you write a proposal when the person's just shopping around? That does not make sense. So as Claude has said, success is about taking control over the sales process. It's about asking questions rather than giving away free product ideas and prices all day like most salespeople do. Another thing I have to say, again, it's another sidebar. We were at one of the home shows a couple years ago, looking for windows for the cabin that we decided to build, and we have a cabin too in New Jersey, not Colorado. Anyway, we went into a window company. I forget who it was, which company it was. Anyway, I said to the lady, "How much are those?" I think it was like a double, like a French door sliders, and I said to the lady, "How much do those run?" This is a retail consumer show. She said something like $6.50. I said, is that $6.50? She said, oh, no, $650. Well, the way she presented it sounded to me like she was uncomfortable with the price. She certainly didn't state $650. She said $6.50. Well, when you hear somebody who underplays or understates something in the price-wise, I think it's because they're not confident in what they're saying and perhaps they don't believe it's worth that much. So watch yourself when you're giving prices to somebody. So to get started, if you want to make a difference in your life and a change for the better, you do have to learn how to develop the communication skills in selling. So a couple things here Claude has in his... I'm probably running out of time. I need to take a break here. Oh, I get carried away. I'm going to take a break. We'll listen to some of our commercials and our messages from our sponsors, and I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I'm getting carried away here on the guts approach to selling developed by Claude Diamond. It's all about the art and science of asking the correct questions with finesse. So imagine what it would be like if you got all the non-qualified prospects out of the way in just a few moments with expert finesse questioning. Common sense tells you that now you will have more time for the higher priority prospects, those who you can close or earn the order from. You will spend your time, knowledge, and energy on the people who are worthy of it. You will be working smarter and making the big bucks. I want you to learn how to work smart and not be afraid to eliminate a prospect that does not meet the profile you are looking for. Yeah. Remember, and these are in the words of Claude Diamond, remember, we are here to listen well and to glean enough information through questioning in order to make a determination if we can do business with somebody. We're not out to socialize, bond, develop a rapport, make friends, or act like we're running a free library or information resource. Now, there are techniques to get people to open up to you, and perhaps it is through developing some rapport. I don't think that you necessarily care to have a friendship with a customer. In fact, that friendships can get in the way of some solid decision-making. But you do have to bond with them, and there has to be an agreement that there's an issue and that you're there to work on it together. And so keep that in mind as well. So unlike other sales techniques, we don't believe that sales is initially about relationships as much as it is about getting to the bottom line quickly. So this is, and I don't disagree with this, this is Claude Diamond's approach. He wants to get to the bottom line. Is this person going to be worth my time? If not, you got to cut bait and go on to the next prospect. So questioning is the means to get to your success. They are the key to working smart, profitably, and having tons of fun with sales. Let's discuss how questions are the force to propel you up the staircase of sales success. Let's break down some three different parts. It's the why, when, and what. Think about this for a moment. Why do we ask questions? When should we ask questions? And what type or kind of questions should we ask? So keep in mind that you have to learn to ask questions that are appropriate for your business. So why do we ask questions? We need to find out more about the customer. We need to find out what their problems are. When should we ask questions? That's important. We really need to know it right at the get-go when we're in front of a customer. Again, why bother telling them how great your product and services are when you don't know what their problems are? And you've got to figure that out first. So essentially, here's a note from Claude. Socrates felt that the best way to teach was not by telling or giving endless presentations and lectures, but rather by questioning his students and allowing them the pleasure of deriving their own answers and conclusions by thinking logically. In the GUTS sales method, it uses a similar method for allowing the salesman to control the sale covertly, obtain the necessary and pertinent information in order to work smart and profit more often. Becoming Socratic in your approach and asking questions of your prospects would be smart, provoking, and it'll help you to discover information that you need. Let the prospect get involved in the sales process and do some of the work by answering. Let them get involved in the sales process, but again, by getting them to ask your selective questions. So has the prospect asked you question after question? You worked your butt off giving all the answers only to result in no commitment, a delay, an objection, or no sale. So instead of waiting for the customer to ask you questions, perhaps you should be asking them the questions that you need to have the answers to in order to figure out what you're going to present to them, and also to figure out if they're even a viable customer for you. Why spend time on somebody who's not going to buy? And, of course, his suggestion here is that dispensing free information like a library is not a profitable business. Your job in sales is to be in control, profit, and to have fun with the process. If you understand how the prospect reacts and behaves to specific questions, then you are the one who can lead them in the correct direction without exhausting yourself. You can do all of this and much more if you're willing to learn, as Socrates did, that all the answers are in the questions and the way in which you ask them. So the basis of GUTS, G-U-T-S, is to derive enough information to qualify your prospect and to determine if you should or can do business with them. This is beneficial not only to all of us, but to the prospect, because we then have enough information to work smart and to decide whether the sales process is going to be profitable for both of us. Isn't it a win-win when you make a sale of something to somebody who's thrilled and ecstatic and it's exactly what they need it? So it's really a win-win. Otherwise, it's a waste of time for everybody. So we asked questions, according to Claude, he said, we ask questions for three specific reasons. Discovery, we need pertinent information as soon as possible. And then there's control. The person asking the questions with finesse can direct or lead the discovery and work smart to get to the bottom line fast. Thirdly, motivation. It can be discovered or created. Prospects need to get involved and excited in order to give you the order today. We need to change a passive prospect to someone ready to take action today. So I can tell you that having been in sales for a long time, sometimes those selling situations go on, and And I probably have been guilty of not really asking all the right questions to get down to the meat of the issues that people are facing. Questions are the force that propel you to get the sale, and for you to decide to make a quick exit. We ask questions because they allow the prospect to become involved in the sales process and to do more talking than we do. And that's another interesting thing. Theoretically, if you're familiar with the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, the Pareto principle is the 80-20 rule. And in selling, 80% of the talking should be done by the customer and 20% by the salesperson. But quite often, it turns it way around. It's just the opposite. But you can't learn anything when you're doing all the talking. So don't forget that 80-20 rule. And I heard a gentleman at a presentation one day say, listen until it hurts. So don't step on the listener's toes. You ask a question, let them answer it, and don't interrupt. Just hear them through before you respond to it. So we ask questions because they allow the prospect to become involved in the sales process. This is usually not the case in modern sales, where the salesman never shuts up. There's another perk to asking questions. It allows us to make the critical decisions in the sales process. We get to decide whether to spend time or to end the conversation with somebody. So sales is an intellectual, it's a strategic and specific process. It's not necessarily a numbers game. It's a numbers game if you don't follow the suggestions in the gut selling process, because it's a matter of talking to a lot of people with the hope that you're going to close a certain percentage of them. But what your goal is to identify whether or not they're a prospect for your product or service, like right at the get-go, so that you can proceed in making the sale versus walking away and going on to the next prospect. So think about how much time you waste on prospects who will never buy from you because they don't have the need. Here's it: the need, the money, and are incapable of making any decisions or commitments. So think about that. Are the people that you're talking to, do they really need it? Do they want it? Do they have the money? Are they capable of making the decision to buy it? And are they capable of making a commitment? So if you don't get that, then where are you in the whole selling process? Are you earning this? Can you earn the sale under those in that situation? So a couple things here. He talks about when should we be asking questions. And there's no specific information is given by you until you have determined that there is a profitable reason for doing it. No specific information is given by you until you have determined that there is a profitable reason for doing it. In other words, what Claude Diamond says is that your greatest asset is the knowledge that you impart with somebody, but you're not going to give it away. You find out what they need to know, and then you begin to share some more information. So most salespeople usually just wing it and ask questions when they feel the need, and nothing's planned. In the guts method, you do everything for a purpose, at a specific time, for a specific reason. This is surgery with a laser scalpel. Your sales are now being transformed to an exact science with some finesse. The only thing you have of value for your prospect is your product knowledge, so don't give it away. Secondly, the same speech all day to people who are willing to occasionally listen but have not been qualified is a waste of time. It is emotionally draining, redundant, and unbelievably boring. So first you have to understand that all of your qualifying questions should be asked in the very beginning of a sales discussion. So when I give my sales training to my clients at the college, we talk about what do you do at the beginning of a sales presentation. This is it. You ask questions. You find out who the decision makers are, what the decision process is, how they would use the product if they bought it from you, why they want it. You can ask why did you have me come in to meet with you today? What's it? You know, there's so many questions that you need to start jotting these down. So ask your questions from the very onset of your conversation and get your answers in a step-by-step method. So in other words, in a sequence. You will need to think about what information you need, what is the inclination of the prospect, their level of motivation, and their ability to purchase, finance, and follow through with their commitment. Maybe you should write that down. I'm going to repeat this. You need to think about the information you need, what is the inclination of the prospect, their level of motivation, and their ability to purchase, finance, and follow through with their commitment. You will qualify, and you will qualify for need, money, time, and commitment. Those are the four words. So I've already repeated it three times now. Need, money, time, and commitment. Whatever you need to make a sale or make an exit, you need to know all these. If you're going to make a sale, are you going to just say thanks, but goodbye? What kind of questions should you ask? There are many types of questions, different ways to ask them. So he gets a little bit in the next part of the book that I haven't read yet. He talks about two basic types of questions. There's open-ended questions and there are closed-ended questions. And we're going to go on to hear some from some of our sponsors, and then I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Huntington is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Huntington County's businesses. Advancing Huntington engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org. Advancing Huntington, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Huntington.
I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon on Teachable Moments in Business. And I just wanted to do a little sidebar here. You heard Chris Phelan, who is our president of the chamber, make a statement about a call to action. It's amazing how many people who either write commercials or they have written advertisements have no call to action. You need to give people a reason to want to know more, to knock on your door, because it's all about getting inbound marketing exposure. You want people to come to you. It's much less expensive and less time-consuming in order to find a customer if you have them coming to you. So don't forget that call to action. Great, great statement that he just made. So going back to Claude Diamond, he gets into questions, open-ended and closed-ended questions, and it's amazing how many people are not clear on the difference of those two questions. So an open-ended question allows the prospect to say what's on their mind. You ask them a question, how, why, what, when. You begin those questions with those words, how, why, when, what, and when, why. There's five words. Anyway, ask questions that begin with those words because that will encourage them to respond to you and in a way that you'll learn more about them. So you have to be very strategic on how you're asking those questions, because you want to uncover reasons that you're going to reasons why they should have your product and what's important to them. You find out what's on their mind. And a closed-ended question typically leads to a yes or no or this or that response. Quite often, if you ask a question and get the answer of no, that could be the end of the discussion. So be very careful how you ask questions. Also, open-ended questions usually occur more in the beginning of a sales presentation, and then you begin to narrow it down. Think of a funnel. So in the beginning of a presentation, you might ask those open-ended questions, but as you begin to understand where they're coming from, you can begin to narrow it down. So this is where you might ask this or that question. Would you like it yesterday, or would you like it tomorrow or the next day? Would you like it in blue or red? But again, those are your closed-ended questions. So get really good at doing that. In fact, I do have a list of open-ended questions that runs for a couple pages. And if you'd like a copy of it, I'd be more than happy to send it to you. You can call me or send an email to me, and I'll be happy to send it. So I did mention my email address is vmorgan@russmore.com, RussMore.com. Or you could call me at my office, 908-832-9544. Or you can just send it to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. Notice I've given you three different ways to get in hold of me. As a marketer and as a business person, make it as easy as possible for people to get hold of you. Very important. It's amazing. This is another sidebar. I go on websites to figure out what somebody's phone number is, and there's no phone number on the website. Or I want to know where they're located. There's no address on there. Make it as easy as possible for people to get hold of you. That's what, you know, convenience is in business is so, so important. Everybody's busy. So there you go with the open-ended and closed-ended questions. So develop a list that's appropriate for your business. Now, just in conclusion, last week when I spoke to you, I started covering Claude's Bill of Rights. And I got through the first couple of the Bill of Rights, so I'm going to go back and share a few more with you. First of all, the Bill of Rights is something that is part of his gut selling method. So the first one, I'm not going to read all the bullet points, but the Salesman's Freedom Act. You have rights as a salesperson. So if you're not sure what they are, you can call me up or ask me a question or go to contact Claude Diamond at Diamond Consulting Group, and he will make sure that you know how to get a hold of his book. In fact, his email address is mentor@clauddiamond.com. Claude is C-L-A-U-D-E, diamond.com. And his website is clauddiamond.com. Or you can listen to him on YouTube. And as I said, he has like over 600 messages on there. The second one was stop giving presentations and learn how to ask the tough guts questions. So before you make the next sales call, please make a list of all the questions so that you are prepared to ask them. And if a customer does ask you a question, have a sense of what they might need to know and so that you can prepare some responses. Now here's the third step in his Salesman's Bill of Rights. Most salespeople waste too much time and energy with time wasters, qualify quickly, and get the no prospects out of the way fast so you can work with viable prospects. So in other words, thinking seven figures is about working smart and getting paid today. So here's an example. Mr. Prospect, I will be asking you a few key questions to determine if my product or service meets your needs. Would you do me the favor and tell me no up front if my product or service is not right for you? I wish I had asked that question. I'm embarrassed to say I've been selling for a long time. I never thought to ask a question. Nobody ever taught me this, but Claude is. So tell me now. Do me that favor. I won't be offended, but tell me. If you don't think this product or service is right for you, let me know now. There's no, so don't you want to know that? Why would you want to beat around the bush with somebody only to discover when you ask for the order that they say no? Why would you want to do that? Okay, here's step number four. If you're not having fun while making money, then you're doing something wrong. And he goes on to say that all of your phones need to have a mute button so your prospects can't hear you laughing all the time. Sales should be fun, challenging, and enjoyable. Here's another one, number 5. Life is too short to make cold calls. So he suggests that you learn how to convert all cold calls into warm prospects in the first 30 seconds with the guts selling method. So eventually you and I will get to this with these monologues that I'm doing. Number 6 is to work smart. Focus on eliminating quickly all the prospects who will not or cannot buy today. Spend your selling time productively with the higher probability clients. So if they're not going to buy, they're not going to buy. If they have a mindset that's not open, I don't know. Maybe if you see that a customer has potential for you, even though they're not ready to do business today, would you say, it sounds like today this is not the day for us to be talking about this. I'd like to call you back in 2 weeks. Would that be okay with you? Could throw the ball back in their court. And this way you're not, you know, wasting your time at that moment in time. There's another one. He says, number 7, this is in our Bill of Rights. Number 7 is stop begging. A pro never has to beg. Make the prospects want to give you the order and stop asking repeatedly for the order. That's right. Professionals do not need to repeatedly ask for the order. Remember that prospects love to buy, but few want to be sold as a result of high-pressure salesmanship. And by the way, Jeffrey Gittimer says the same thing in his books. He has the Sales Bible. Jeffrey has the Little Red Book of Selling, the Little Platinum Book, the Little Black Book. And that's one of his statements, is that people don't want to be sold. They want to buy. People want to enjoy spending their money. So keep that in mind. Lead the prospect to come to their own logical conclusion so that they want to give the order to you. So no begging. Make it so enticing and so exciting that they want to buy. Number 8 is if sales is a profession, then you should be treated like a professional. Stop giving free consultations to unqualified prospects. Your time, knowledge, and energy have value, but only if you show others that you respect yourself. Remember to qualify first and sell later. Ask yourself this. When you go to your professional, who asks the most questions? When you go to your professional, you go to a doctor, he's not going to tell you what he's going to do for you until he knows what the problems are. So he's the one that asks the questions. You do the same thing. So we're about at the end of today's program. Boy, I'm going to put a line here. We have number 9, and how many more left on this one to share with you in the Bill of Rights? Forget how many are left here. Oh, this goes down to 10. So we have a few more. So. Again, I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. This is Teachable Moments in Business. If you'd like to be interviewed on the program, or if you have a topic that you would like us to cover, please, I've given you my contact information and names a few times. Also, if you go on the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website, you'll see a link to the radio programs and the archives, and you can just listen to your heart's content. All of the programs from all of my fellow hosts are all archived on the website. There's a tremendous amount of information here that will be a benefit to you. There's no question in my mind. Always have a pencil and paper handy. Thank you for listening to the program today. And I'll be back. I'm going to be off next week over the 4th of July week, but I'll be here the following week. So maybe we'll get into Claude Diamond's information a little bit further in 2 weeks. So we'll see. So have a great week. Have a great holiday. And I'll see you next time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong. And what we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong borders, no crime.
Representative Maxine Waters has been in the news because she's calling for protests of Trump administration officials, and both parties are coming out and speaking on this, including Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, who says enough is enough.
I think it's inappropriate for any of us to condone any kind of political harassment. I think we've got to start getting to some higher ground here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we're hearing that 17 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration over separation of families at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work?
USA
Radio. What about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs? You may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover.